If you've ever been a part of a Masters Games, you know they are a whole bunch of fun. And if you haven't been a part of one, then can I direct you to Port Pirie? For the 2019 Masters Games are going to be held there. And Deputy Mayor of Port Pirie, Alan Zabrinic, is here to tell us more about it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. I am now of an age where I can join the Masters Games without fear or favour, and looking forward to being part of one. Tell us, Port Pirie gets to host a Masters Games in 2019. Just tell us how the town's getting ready.
Yeah, no, that's a really good thing that's happening for our area. It's returning to Pirie after 7 years. So we've actually been really, really successful in running these in the past, and I think the whole town's excited, the fact that we're going to be having it again next April from the 5th to the 14th. As I said, we are genuinely excited. We've got 29 sports minimum at the moment, potentially 30. And we've also got our sports ambassadors all sorted out, being Mark Davis, who's the former Adelaide 36er, and Michelle Dendecker, a former Olympic netballer.
Wonderful.
And the other good news is that we've obviously got a magnificent new sporting complex here too. That's all going to be ready and ready to roll, etc. From there, so people are very, very excited about that. We've got a showdown coming up on the 2nd of March. Just to get the ball rolling with regards to sports and just the buzz around town. I was talking to people this morning down the beach, and they're sort of taking on the various sports already because they just haven't had the facilities before, like squash and a heated swimming pool and that sort of thing from there. So yeah, it's an exciting time.
And as you mentioned, there is more than a couple of dozen sports for you to pick from, so you can get teams together pretty easily between now and April and register to compete if you so desire. Port Pirie's ready for the influx of Masters coming?
That we are. Mm. Yeah, the actual Southern Flinders is really encompassing this, taking this project on board. We've got some of the sports. They're going to be played in Clare, for example, and in other places in the mid-north. So basically accommodation, as you could well imagine, is going to be at a premium. So it's good to get in early. It's good to register early. On the Port Pirie Council website, we've got a fantastic accommodation and eating guide there, so that if people are saying, well, yep, all right, I'll register and I want to start thinking about accommodation, we've got that avenue sorted out as well, and that's the accommodation guide on the Port Pirie Council website. But certainly the website for the Port Pirie Masters Games, if I just mention that, because registration, etc., it should be open around about Christmas. But if you are saying, well, yep, I just want to find out, what's going on, etc., from there, that's available on the website, and that's www.portpiriemastersgames.com.au. So that's just all one word, as in Port Pirie Masters Games.
Yep.
.com.au.
Perfect. And of course, if you've never been part of a Masters Games before, it's not just athletic pursuits, although that makes up a part of it. It is a massive social event.
It is fun. In a word, it's simply fun. I've competed for many years. Not that I'm that much over 35, of course.
Sure. None of us are. That's right.
Exactly. I've only just come on 35 myself, of course. But in all seriousness, there's plenty of sports, and it's fun. It's fun. It's all the good stuff with regards to enjoyment and all the rest of it from there, and the participation side of it, and win, lose or draw, everyone has fun.
Absolutely. Now, April's a perfect time to be in the mid-north and up and around Port Pirie. If you stand on your tiptoes, you see the Flinders Rangers just there. A perfect place to base yourself after the Masters Games to go and explore that region.
You are exactly right. We have got so many natural assets on our doorstep that are simply just not explored enough in reality. And I see it as a stepping point. You know, it's basically it's a stepping off point for to explore all of the Southern Flinders and all the attractions that it offers. And you know, we've got wineries, we've etc. It just goes on and on and on. So it's very exciting. I do have a telephone number as well. You know, some people say, well, yeah, okay, I want to find out a bit more about it. How do I ring on a toll free number? And I do have a toll free number.
Great.
If someone would just like to you know ring and just find out a little bit more about it and what sports are available, etc. That may not choose to use websites or whatever. And that phone number is 1-800-000-424.
Easy to remember. 1-800-000-424 is the number to call if you'd like to learn more about the Port Pirie Masters Games. Port Pirie, gorgeous spot to base yourself if you want to go and visit the region. Great spot to have a great time in the Masters Games in April. Deputy Mayor Alan Zabrinnick, thank you very much for joining us on 2RSA Radio, and all the best with it. No doubt we'll hear more about it closer to April, the Port Pirie Masters Games.
Absolutely, yes. We're excited. We just can't wait to showcase our new facilities, and it's very exciting.